Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with a mid-morning market report. Let's see how futures are trading in Kansas City. July wheat, 740 and three quarters, down 7. July wheat in Chicago, 694 and a half, down 8 and a quarter. July corn, 658 and a quarter, down 6 and three quarters. December, 560 and a quarter, down 5 and a half. July soybeans are trading 14.94 and a half, down 7 and a quarter. November, 12.84 and a half, down 4. July soybean meal, 441.10, down 3.20. August, 4.20, down 1.90. July soybean oil, 48.38, down 25. Now 37, down 26. August, 48.37, down 26. June live cattle, 121.47 and a half, up 10. August feeders, 145.90, up 27 and a half. And June lean hogs are trading 95.67 and a half, and they're up 95.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Joining us now with a look at the futures market is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
What a difference a week makes. We're significantly higher than we were a week ago, more than 60 cents in the soybeans, 50 cents in the corn, coming up on some resistance levels if you look at charts, touching the 200-day moving average on the November daily chart, and hedgers are now beginning to wonder, especially those who haven't done anything yet, is how much higher might we go before they might want to pull some triggers? What can you tell them?
Well, I guess I've always been taught over the years, after you've had a good rally, and we've had one of those over the past couple, 3 weeks, you know, when you take a look at where we came from in our early April lows after that March report, we've kind of regained everything that we lost on that March report, except for old crop corn, but new crop corn's regained pretty much, and beans have regained what we lost. A lot of times when you have a rally like this, I've always been taught to kind of reward it, so I guess I would be, you know, in the camp maybe for a small increment, but I think technically the market is doing some good things. I think it's laying the groundwork maybe for a June, July type rally when we normally have weather scare type rallies. I think the late planting has definitely pushed the most critical reproductive stage for corn probably into late July rather than early July, late June, early July. So, you know, we could be 3 weeks late on that or more, depending upon how growing degree days go. And as late as this soybean crop's going to be, we're going to need rain all the way into Labor Day weekend.
So are you looking for a market that's sideways, waiting for a little bit more fundamental news, or what?
Yeah, I think the first thing we're going to start looking at, and I'm not too sure USDA will issue them next week. They normally issue them on the first week of June, is your crop rating levels. And I think that is where everybody's going to start watching the crop rating levels. Right at the moment, depending upon how much rain we get on this current system that's going to march across the growing region, it looks like it could be pretty heavy in some areas. I imagine next week we're going to talk about preventative planting, how many acres may be lost in corn, either through just taking the preventative payment. And or maybe taking a look at switching to soybeans. So we're going to start hearing a little talk about acreage switches, I think, next week. We're going to hear more talk about overall yield reductions because of the heavy rain. Rain doesn't always make grain. We found that out in 93. And we do definitely have some excessive areas around the Corn Belt that's probably got too much rain. So we're going to talk about that. And then, of course, if USDA gives us a good to excellent rating level or a crop rating level, that will be definitely be the point of discussion. But we're getting right down to the final line that we're starting to run out of time for planting corn, more so in the northern areas than we are probably in the central areas. But that is going to be a big discussion point if these rains materialize over the next few days.
So is a 14 billion bushel corn crop with a ending stock of 2 billion bushels or more now out the window, out of discussion?
Well, I don't know if I want to throw anything out of the window yet. I've been around long enough that the market has a tendency to get too anxious to cut or get too big. But it does appear anyway that that is slipping away from the market, and I think that's why the market has had to respond this week, that those USDA May numbers look a little rich given the planting conditions and the weather adversities that we've had here over the past couple of weeks. And, you know, March 20th is always the date that the market begins to look around, whereas May 20th, it looks around and see how planting has gone and what kind of prospects they are. And you can kind of go back. This market started taking off last week, and then it accelerated this week. My cyclical work would indicate that we may have time as we go on into June, July. This market may want to stay firm as we go right on into that June report. So we'll have to take 1 week at a time in here. But we've had a nice recovery rally for someone that maybe hasn't got anything on the books. It's always nice to reward the market with a small increment.
So if you had to look at the chart and just at the chart itself as the roadmap and say, where do we go from here? What would you say?
Well, I think the audience has probably heard me talk about this before. I mean, you have most of your highs in December corn. Calendar year highs are made during June, July. And then August has been the high of the last couple years. Very rarely does a January high hold, and so far that is what our calendar year high is. We had a high right at the first day of trading at 605. That's only about 11% probability that that's going to hold. So you got a 90% chance that that's probably going to be taken out here. So, you know, I'm kind of in that camp that this these corn is going to try to climb up and pop that out. And then we'll kind of go from there. We're sitting here at 560 here today, so that means, you know, 40, 45 cent run yet. The first hurdle here is to punch through this pre-March report high of 773 and three quarters on these corn. I think if that is penetrated, then I think that clears out a path for the market to go on up and try to take on that calendar year high there at 605.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick on the marketplace for you. In Kansas City, July wheat at 741, down 6 and 3 quarters. July wheat in Chicago, 694 and 3 quarters, down 8. July corn, 658 and a quarter, down 6 and 3 quarters. December at 560 and a quarter, down 5 and a half. July soybeans, 1494 and a quarter, down 7 and a half, now 7 and 3 quarters. November at 1282 and a half, down 6. July soybeans, 1440, 70, down 360, now 370. July soybeans. Bean oil at 48.41 is down 22. June live cattle 121.05 down 32 and a half. August feeders 145.37 and a half, and they are down 25 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.